Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. In Exodus today, we will be learning about the altar of burnt offerings and how they constructed it. And then in the Psalms today, we're in Psalm 120, which begins the Psalms of Ascent. In Romans, we'll be talking about what it means to be unified as the body of Christ. Let's begin with Exodus chapter 27, verses 1 through 8. Build an altar of acacia wood, 3 cubits high. It is to be square, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits wide. Make a horn at each of the 4 corners, so that the horns and the altar are of one piece. And overlay the altar with bronze. Make all its utensils of bronze, its pots to remove the ashes, and its shovels, sprinkling bowls, meat forks, and fire pans. Make a grating for it, a bronze network, and make a bronze ring at each of the 4 corners of the network. Put it under the ledge of the altar so that it is halfway up the altar. Make poles of acacia wood for the altar and overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be inserted into the ring so they will be on 2 sides of the altar when it is carried. Make the altar hollow out of boards. It is to be made just as you were shown on the mountain. Now let's move on over to the Psalms. As I mentioned earlier, this is the first of the Songs of Ascent. And this is a group of hymns that the pilgrims would sing on their way to Jerusalem for different festivals, for the Passover, for Pentecost, and for the Feast of Tabernacles. Psalm 120. I call to the Lord in my distress, and He answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will He do to you, and what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those people who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And we are moving right along. Let's go on over to Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 13. And in this section, we'll talk about bearing others' burdens and also how to glorify God together. This is in the section where Paul is continuing to remind the Romans that they can live in unity as Gentiles and as Jews who believe in Jesus. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement that they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice you Gentiles with His people. And again, praise the Lord all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples extol Him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. in him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I love this passage in Romans. First, it reminds us of God's character. Look at verse 5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement. So God is a God of encouragement. He is a God who helps us to endure. Another thing I love about this passage is that it reminds us of the importance of the Old Testament scriptures. It says in verse 4, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us." So as we read through these Old Testament books, and sometimes we're like, what does that mean for me? We can remember that every story in some way is written to encourage us, to strengthen us, to give us hope, and to whisper the name of our Lord Jesus in some way. And then I love in verse 7 how it reminds us to accept one another, even in our differences, because Christ has accepted us. And then he cites four Old Testament scriptures that are reminders that the Gentiles were always a part of the plan, that God was going to raise up a Savior, and through the Savior, the nations would hope in Jesus. Okay, we got to end with verse 13. This is such a wonderful prayer and blessing. And so I want to form this last verse into a prayer that God might fill us with his hope. Oh Lord, the God of hope, would you fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in you, so that we might overflow with hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.